All right, here on Mackinac Island, the first full day of the policy conference, where a lot of things are being talked about. Last year, it was all about talent development and about trying to find people to do the jobs that need to be done here in Michigan. And you look at a program like this and you say, why didn't somebody come up with this years ago? It's called Helmets to Hard Hats. Joining us right now is the statewide director of the organization, Ed Colito. Ed, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
And you came to this, by the way, from you were the senior deputy for talent development.
I was for 11 months working with the state of Michigan, a former school superintendent and a retired colonel out of the Michigan Army National Guard.
We're joined also by Steve Claywell, president of the Michigan Building and Construction Trades Council. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
You both have military backgrounds. Tell me, Steve, about your background.
I was in the Navy on USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, aircraft carrier, Desert Storm vet. And I think that that's why we're so excited to bring on a statewide coordinator for Harmless to Hard Hat, because Ed and I both know what that transition from military to civilian life and anything that we can do for our veterans to create a pathway to a career, not a job, a career, we're all in.
Yeah. Ed, talk about that transition a little bit.
Well, I think I don't want to use the term soft in a negative way, but when you're coming out of the military into the civilian world, things just seem a little soft, a little lacking of discipline, direction, initiative, follow through. You show up ready, willing, and able, and you look around and no one's at your side because everyone else is still in bed.
It's got to be kind of a disconcerting feeling because, yeah, you're taken way out of your element there, and it happens overnight.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So this program, tell us what Helmets to Hard Hats
is. So Helmets to Hard Hats is actually a national program that's been around for over 20 years, and they do a great job of being at the transition planning that they have for veterans or service members when they're getting out, whether it be retirement or they just put in their service. But it's also available to current Guard and Reserve members here in the state of Michigan. Now, Michigan is the third state right now to have a statewide director behind New York and Minnesota. So the construction trades in Michigan have done a great job already of getting veterans into their service, into their apprenticeships. So this just amplifies that effort and gives us a chance to have more of a one-to-one approach with the veterans to find out what their skill set is, what they want to do, and match it with the different 15 trades that we have to put them into an apprenticeship and a career.
Yeah, Steve, this really takes it to the next level, doesn't it?
It does. It really puts the shoes to the pavement because, Helmets to Hard Hat within the VAs and other places, we were a flyer on Iraq. And now having somebody with Ed's skills and abilities, we're putting that one-on-one touch. And really, as a veteran, as they make that transition to the civilian life, they look at a brochure and they read a lot of different things. But having Ed be able to sit down directly with them and put them on a pathway where we're really putting them in a position for success and really matching up their interest with our needs.
This is such a win-win program because Michigan needs workers, needs skilled trade workers, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Not only for our veterans but our high school students, we have a skilled trades opportunity. And, we want as many people as we can get to fill our positions. But, it's also very rewarding to be able to recognize the veterans. We understand the sacrifice that they make just coming off Memorial Day weekend. We all just paid contribute to not only our veterans, but those that paid the sacrifice. And this is really a way for the Michigan Building Trades to get a little bit back and let the veterans know that there is a pathway to success. And we're proud to be a part of that.
Ed, there's so many projects in Michigan right now that need qualified workers, aren't there?
Yeah, and it's not just for the veteran, yeah. It's also for the contractors. An apprenticeship doesn't happen unless there's a contractor there ready to hire that person, and they need work. So Helmets to Hard Hats, and that's mihelmetstohardhats.org, by the way, for the website. But if a contractor were to go there and they're signatory with the union, they can have a profile on the website. We can post jobs on the website and help fill their needs and get them into apprenticeships.
Absolutely. So many projects in Michigan that you're putting people to work doing right away, aren't you?
Yes, there's we're very grateful for the opportunities that we have in the state of Michigan right now, and there's a tremendous amount of apprenticeship opportunities. And these apprenticeship opportunities are pay while you go to school, and upon completion of getting your journeyman's card and completing your apprenticeship, you come out with zero debt. And during the whole time, you have health care and pension. So we're not just talking about jobs. We're talking about careers.
Yeah, absolutely. And right away. There's a lot of talk about infrastructure this week up here, and it's an ongoing conversation. Michigan needs to spend more money on its roads and bridges and its general infrastructure. That's where your workers come into play, isn't it?
Absolutely. We stand ready and able to build Michigan. That's what we want to do, but we're going to do it safely. We're going to do it responsibly, as you said, with the infrastructure that's presented right now in the state of Michigan. There's a lot of projects where there's environmental concerns and permitting that has to go through. Our men and women stand ready, but we're going to do it responsibly, and we're going to make sure that our people are the best trained workers out there, so that when we say that we're the best and that we're building the best, we're truly living up to what we say.
Line 5 is one of those projects. We talked about that earlier this morning, and that requires some real specialization, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Line 5, we're working with both sides, the administration and Enbridge. The Line 5 and the tunnel really has another part, and that's the investment in infrastructure, propane, electric, and really bettering the lives of the men and women in the UP.
Ed, a year ago we were talking about then Governor Snyder's Marshall Plan for Talent. New administration now, but that legacy lives on, doesn't it?
The legacy lives on, and I think the new administration's really adding to that program, changing the name a bit, but they're really still going after that effort to change the way we educate, give relevance to our education, and connect it right in to the trades.
If there is an employer out there that wants to get in on the helmets to hard hats program, or if there is a veteran out there that wants to take advantage of this program, what do they need to do?
Well, please go to that website, mihelmetstohardhats.org. If you email, you'll get me, and if you phone the number that's there, you will get me. I did a radio program on Friday, and right after my sister called, and I said, "Hey, Martha," and she said, "Oh, it is you. I thought you were lying." But yeah, it's that one-to-one service that's going to make the difference and help get people. Yeah. You know, it's frustrating to work in a system that you're not familiar with. I'm familiar with it, and I can get things done in a minute that would take someone else half hour.
Ed Colito is the guy. You'll reach him when you call or you go to the website. Again, the contact information?
MIHelmetsToHardHats.org or MIH2H on any of the social media.
All right, fantastic. Ed, thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it. Steve, thank you as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.